As the leaders in the 2012 Iditarod race travel along the coast, three teams are on their own journey. Dave Munson and his two daughters, 16-year-old Tekla and 11-year-old Shoshana, the family of the late Susan Butcher, are traveling along the last portion of the trail. KNOM's Lorelai Kanin has the story.
Munson says with 2012 marking the 25th anniversary of Susan's first victory in the Iditarod, he and his daughters are mushing from Galena to Nome.
And I think the important thing is for the girls to see what it was that Susan loved and why she loved it, and also to reconnect with the people in the village that had always been so kind to her and learn things about their mother.
Butcher died of leukemia in 2006 and is one of four-time champions. Munson and each of his daughters are driving their own team of sled dogs.
Those two are beating me, so that's just like their mother would have done. No mercy on family members.
Munson says one dog is especially significant. Susan trained the leader until the dog was 2 years old.
Tekla took that dog team, particular leader, to Nome 5 years ago, and now my youngest daughter's using it. Her name is Velasa, after the famous voracious dinosaur.
Tekla is going to school on the East Coast and is taking time off to make the trip. Munson says the two girls are very much bonding on the trail.
They talk, and they don't even want me to butt in, so I can see how much this will mean to both of them.
I just think about your girls and to think about them being on this same trail, and that's got to be an incredible thing for you.
You know, it is. I mean, for them to retrace their mother's steps that she did so many times, I think the Portage Trail was one that Susan always loved. She loved going through Old Woman because she felt like she was going home, because Unalakleet had meant so much to her. It was thrilling for her to be able to reconnect with old friends, and for the girls to be able to see that and see how much the villages along the coast embraced her mother and what old friendships are out there, I think is, you know, a wonderful thing for us too.
In heading to the coast, Munson said they will be staying at Old Woman Cabin between Keltag and Unalakleet to watch the lead teams of the Iditarod race by and to stay out of their way. It's believed that there is a spirit that lives in the Old Woman Cabin, and Munson and his girls are acknowledging that belief.
We're going to leave a little tribute out there so the old woman doesn't create mischief for us the rest of the time.
And as for what exactly they'll place at the cabin, Munson isn't quite sure.
Last time I had left some of Susan's ashes up on the top of the Old Woman Hill and made a little cairn up there. And two times ago I left a sign that had her name on it, was pointing the top of the mountain. And I'm going to let the girls decide this year. We'll see. It'll be something special from them.
Dave Munson, the husband of the late Susan Butcher. In Keltag, I'm Lorelai Kinneen.